done this in conjunction with changing the ticket prices for next year's show as well. And we've looked at and listened to many of the comments made and what constitutes a family, and the dog is very much part of that, and hence the news that we'll celebrate the reintroduction of dogs to our show.
This is a difficult question for you to answer, but I'm going to have to ask it, obviously, and that is, so the previous show directors got it wrong. The previous people in charge of the Suffolk show, when they said dog ban, they got that wrong then?
Well, it's always going to be what you will want to focus on, and yes, it was a committee decision when it was raised before, but we don't want to dwell on that. We want to dwell on the future. We want to everybody to support the reintroduction. We've put measures in place to make the showground a happy place for a dog to be, and the entire family. And we don't want to exclude anybody. And we did perhaps realise that we might have excluded one or two as a result of the decision that was taken. So we've reversed it, and we're happy to announce it. And hopefully that will be celebrated by all.
And you mentioned the family several times there. And good news, if you're under 14 and you have never been to the Suffolk show before, if mum and dad have said, if the budget will go that far, the news is, if you're under 14, you can get in for free.
Free of charge, yes. We always used to be free for children under four. We've now raised that to 14 and under. And in addition to that, those between 15 and 18 can come in for £5, which is, we believe, very affordable.
Every show director, every of your celebrated predecessors will have tried and will have succeeded in many people's eyes to have made that show, that particular year, the best show ever. You've got that mantle now. Is it something that you relish?
Very much so. Yeah, very exciting. And it's nice to come out on the front foot with a positive message. And we've got two today, we believe, you know, the reintroduction of the dogs and the pricing that it's tough economic times for everybody. And we recognise that, you know, the pound in the pocket doesn't go very far these days. But we've addressed what we believe to be two of the barriers that prevented people from coming to the show. And hopefully, we're up for it. We've started planning not only for 2014, for 2015 and 16 and beyond as well. So, I know you perhaps hear the cliche, but I can assure you that there'll be some exciting news coming out, not just the two that we've introduced today. We'll keep dripping out new information as we go forward to excite people and get their tickets booked up early for next year.
Well, it's always good to hear from any good news about the Suffolk show, because it's a great day out. I've been going for, I don't know how many years I've been going, but I've been going for an awfully long time, and I always love it. So it's lovely to talk to you, and we'll see you at the show next year, Bill. Thank you very much for your time.
Look forward to that, Nick. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.